Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I'm going to bring in the Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Council, Gene Henning. Gene, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing pretty good. Hopefully you're staying warm. I hear they're much warmer than us down to the south, so I'm kind of getting jealous, but only maybe another month and a half to deal with this.
In time for us, yes.
All right. Well, let's warm them up a little bit. Sounds like we were talking a little bit earlier today that recently the North Dakota Corn Council did some awards for the research projects that were recently done. In fact, you had a bunch of different requests this year from NDSU and UND. So I thought maybe we could talk about that a little bit today.
Sure. Yeah. You know, our research cycle really begins in September. So last September, we sent out a request for proposal. We let our researchers at University of North Dakota and at NDSU know what our priorities are. And our priorities are, you know, trying to differentiate U.S. corn from, South American corn to kind of give a little marketing edge on our corn. We're also continuing to look for new uses for other products for corn. And we also want to solve problems that farmers are experiencing on farms. So some of the pest issues, some weed issues, those are really the priorities of the council. And so, like I said, we sent our request for proposal out last September. It's a big chunk of time. It gives those researchers a chance to meet with us, to talk with us about those proposals and what type of projects that they're interested in. And then they answer that call. They sent in proposals to us. We got 36 of them this year in November. And then we take those proposals. The council looks at those and then determines which ones they want to hear. And so we bring researchers in December. We had our research summit December 7th. They came in, they gave presentations, they had a chance to hear directly from the council themselves, answer questions that the council members posed to them. And then last week, we had our council meeting, and they determined that 18 of those projects would be funded. There are 12 agronomy projects and 6 new use projects. And so we funded about half the projects that came to us. Great quality projects, new researchers every year, which we're always excited about with new ideas. And so it was a very successful meeting. We also received an update on a project that we've been running with Northern Crops Institute and South Dakota State University on just that differentiation project. It's a corn from 4 locations. And so we actually brought corn in from South America, from Argentina, from Brazil, and tested it against U.S. corn that we re-imported from Colombia. And so kind of looked at an update on that, shows great results as far as U.S. corn and its performance against South American corn. And then we also just recently brought in 1 ton of Ukrainian corn. And so we want to relook at the U.S. corn itself, taking corn directly from the PNW that hasn't been, you know, shipped out and shipped back in, and measure it up against that Ukrainian corn. And so we're seeing really positive results with that study. And we know that the U.S. Grains Council will be able to use that information as they market U.S. corn to our customers abroad. So great projects, excellent cycle this year. Thrilled with the projects we have. Like I mentioned, we have 12 agronomy projects, and 3 of those are weed projects. You know, there's such a problem with the, weed resistance and all these noxious weeds, and so including Palmer amaranth. And so we've got 3 projects focusing on weeds, which we're excited about.
This is Inside Agriculture.